Okay, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up everybody here, Lord, and I thank you for my brothers and my sisters. I ask, Lord, that you pour out your glory upon all of us, pour out your anointing upon all of us, Lord. Let tonight be a special time, Lord, and let our eyes be fixed on you, Lord. This is our once a month praise night portion of it, and Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that these songs that we play as we sing along with them, Lord, that they would be a sweet smell to you, Lord. And Father, we just ask and we pray that you give us the, lead us into those things that you want us to go into and to talk about the things and to pray about those things. Bring us to our minds the things that you want us to pray about. A lot of things going on in the world today, as you know. And I know that you've orchestrated every bit of it. And Lord, I thank you for your Psalms 91 protection upon all of us, your Passover upon all of us, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for all of your chosen out there across this world that you're protecting them with that Psalms 91. And Father, we thank you that in the days ahead, during the times of shaking, that you shake out your chosen out of the apostate religions and bring them on in to the truth, Father. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, be with us tonight. Lead us, guide us, and set a watch before our lips in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Hang on. Let me get a little taste of this elixir. Okay, that's just iced tea, folks. I'm from the South. That's what we drink. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Let me just say something right away. Today, I listened to a person for about, I think it was about 25 minutes or so. And his name was David Wilcox. Yeah, sweet tea. Half and half. But anyway, and he kind of laid everything out to what's fixing to happen. And by a person named Meganon. And he had met her over the phone years ago, a few years ago. And apparently she's in the know from the people in power with Trump. And they have gathered enough information to present to the public in a way, to the American public, in a way that won't be any question as to their guilt or their innocence. Now, what I'd like to do is pray for the people that gathered this stuff up and the people who have this stuff. Julian Assange is one of them. Another one is the New York Police Department. There are people in the New York Police Department that had, if y'all remember, they had gathered Anthony Weiner's laptop and Huma Abedin, whatever her name was, his wife, laptops up, and they had a lot of horrific stuff on it about people in government and in high places. And Trump is going to have, using the emergency broadcast system, it's going to have some television productions to come out before the public and present the evidence to the people, specifically of these people. Now, he mentioned some names, but y'all all know who we're talking about. And he's going to present it in a way that the American public will not doubt. They're going to bring out stuff about 911. They're going to bring up stuff about the Las Vegas shooting and other things. And JFK, the JFK death. And they just got all this stuff, and they've gathered it up, and they're going to just turn it loose. Now, what they've done over the last 3.5-4 years is went to some of these people in the deep state that didn't want to be in the deep state, didn't want to be in that swamp to begin with, but they just got suckered into it. And once they're in it, you don't get back out of it without losing your life. But they are turning and giving information to the patriots that are doing this thing, collecting all this information. And they've given all this stuff to Trump and his cabinet, and they're getting this thing ready to turn loose to the American public. So what I'd like to do is all of us pray for the people involved, even these deep staters that are was part of this garbage that went on, but they have since redeemed themselves, so to speak, by being a whistleblower and giving up a lot of names and things and actual evidence to convict these people. So, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I lift up all the people involved in this roundup, so to speak, of all the evidence against these people, these deep staters, from the top person on down, Lord, that are whistleblowers, and the people involved that collected this information, Julian Assange and all of those types of people, Lord. I ask for your supernatural protection upon them. I know that these people will kill, and they don't mind killing thousands or even hundreds of thousands if they have to, or even millions. It doesn't bother them as long as they can go free. I ask for your divine protection upon all of them, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you unload their minds. If they've left anything out, Lord, that you'd bring it to their minds to bring it out, more evidence. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that when Trump does present this evidence to the American public, that it's going to not only shock them, but turn them against the parties involved. The Republican Party is guilty, and so is the Democratic Party. And Lord, that we would have nothing but the People Party after this, and a God Party, actually. And Father, I thank you for doing that for us. I know that you've told us that you're going to give us 3.5 years of relative freedom when the tribulation starts from coercion or anything like that against your people. I know what's going to come from the church. It did the last time. Time before that, and I know it'll do it again, but Lord, we know that the government's not going to be bothering us too much during this in the first 3.5 years. And I thank you, Father, for your protection upon all these people. I also ask, Lord, that you protect President Trump and his family with your warrior angels situated all around them, Lord, and that there just be a ring of fire around them, Lord, that nothing could penetrate. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, also that you work on President Trump's heart and Melania's heart and all of those Trump's heart. That when you get through with this work for them, Lord, that they will turn to you in a mighty way. We've had dreams that Trump was going to turn in a mighty way to you, Father. And I thank you, Father, for doing that in Jesus' name. Give us what you want. Give everybody here something to pray about tonight, Lord, that we would pray those prayers that would change the spiritual realm around us in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that tonight we do have an open heaven. I command all tormenting spirits out of here in the name of Jesus. I command these communications to work tonight. Everybody's communications to work tonight. I don't care how many people's on the internet. This group right here is not going to have any problems in the name of Jesus. I declare it and decree it by the blood of Jesus that everybody's communications is going to be perfect. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, anybody else want to pray? Hey, Greg.
Good evening. I'm sorry I was a bit late.
No, that's okay. All right, anyone else?
I'll pray. Let me pray. I don't know. I came in halfway, so I'm going to cover the Southern Hemisphere a little bit too, if that's all right with me and Joe.
Yes, sir.
Lord, look, please accomplish your purposes, Lord, and for those who are serving you in our governments, in our public service, and even in industry, Lord, that yes, that hedge protection would extend around them. Lord, there would be a purging of our government and of our judiciary, of our administration as well. And Lord, I'll just cast my mind across the across the Indian Ocean to those in South Africa as well. Lord, that these would be trodden down. Lord, that we would see mighty things happening against trafficking of people, men, women, and children, against those who would want to sell illicit substances. And not just those at the low end, Lord, but those who are orchestrating and profiting and manipulating and treating people as expendable. Oh, Lord, they're not. Lord, even right now with what we are experiencing in our societies. Lord, I know here at least now that alcohol sales are not happening through hotels, bars, taverns, and are even restricted at bottle shops. So, Lord, I want to pray that lives will be saved, that elective surgery, meaning, in my mind, abortions, are not happening. Oh, Lord, that your purposes would be extended through all those who are born, because they couldn't be aborted. Lord, for those who are questioning, please multiply your voice through your people. Lord, stir up many, and I have to say, I have to put my hands up. I have to. That your word would go out, that people would understand and grasp who you are, that the blinders would be removed, that darkness would be held back, that the harvest would come. And Lord, I want to ask also that those who are false teachers, false prophets, would be shackled. They would not ride upon this particular, I guess, fear in society at the moment, but that your word would. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Missy, go ahead. I'll get you in a minute, Tim.
Well, what comes to my mind is what David has talked about a lot, in that what's going on in the government and the leadership is a parallel to what's going on with the man child and the true church. And just what comes to me is that with this parallel, that the deep state being taken down and everything is also parallel with the apostates and the corruption within, you know, the apostate system. And so I want to pray about that. Father, There's both sides, Lord, as you've shown us, Lord, and I just ask you to bring it forefront, just like Trump's going to expose the deep state. Lord, you bring it to the forefront and expose the apostate system. There's going to be a lot of people in shock, Lord. There's going to be big ones come down and even ones that maybe aren't so big. And there's going to be ones that, Lord, I believe, Lord, just like there's ones that that are turning, that have been blackmailed and threatened with their lives and their families' lives in the deep state, that there's the same kind of thing going on with the apostate system in a spiritual way, that they've believed lies. They've believed lies, Lord. And Lord, you're going to bring some of them out, and you're going to grant them repentance, Lord. But Lord, the ones that aren't yours, Lord, that aren't your elect in this apostate leadership, Lord, I just ask you to expose them. Bring them down, bring them so that you're out in the forefront, that everybody knows who they are, and they just totally desert them, Lord, and they run to your man-childs, Lord, for the truth, Lord. Your word says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, Lord, and that many of your people are going to be set free, Lord, and I praise you, and I thank you for that. Send forth your angels, Lord, to rout them all out, Lord. However that looks, Lord, I don't know, but Lord, your angels can do it, and I just thank you and praise you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Tim. I'll get to you in a minute, Angelica.
There we go. Yeah, mine's kind of along the same lines as Greg's and Missy's, a little bit different twist on it. Lord, I pray that you use this to bring a great revival in this country. When people realize the evil that's been going on around them, that they were oblivious to, or they turned the blind eye to, or they just didn't care to find out because they're busy with all the cares of this world, Lord, that you would prick their hearts and bring them back to you, Lord, that you'd just open their eyes, that there's so much more to life than television and pro sports and entertainment and music and all the stuff that's just clouded their mind and taken them away from you, Lord. I just thank you for the great revival this is going to bring. The nation's conscience is restored back to where we were founded as a Judeo-Christian nation, and that you're going to just bring a great number of your people back, Lord. Thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Angelica, go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I was just going to pray along the lines where Tim just prayed. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much, Father God, for your power to open up the eyes of the blind, Lord. And that I pray, Father God, just like there's been a parallel in the government and the church, Father God, that when these things are revealed to the public, Father God, that you also would remove the spiritual blindness, Father God, and remove the veil, Father God, so they can repent and drop to their knees, Father God, for idolizing just Hollywood, Father, and their lies and just everything that they represent, Father God, and trusting in man, trusting in this worldly system, Father God, as if it's something righteous that you have brought forward, Father God, and just give them godly conviction, Father God. Just send forth a spirit of repentance, Father God, and save many, Father God. And just, Lord, I can't imagine what horrible things, Father God, are going to be revealed to the eyes of people who never in their mind thought that such things could be done, Father. And I just pray that you would cause them to repent, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Go ahead, Dave.
This is more for the coronavirus victims, and particularly Christians. I read an article about a guy that was a sheriff and retired. His name was Clay Bentley, I think it was. And he caught the coronavirus after he had actually been singing in the choir that night, and went home and started having difficulties. The next day, could hardly breathe. Ended up in an ICU, and he was struggling. He had all that congestion, like the pneumonia on his chest, couldn't breathe really at all. And he kept on getting worse. In a matter of a few days, the doctor was thinking they were going to lose him. But the Lord, but he was praying, man. He was still praying to the Lord about it, trusting the Lord. And the Lord answers prayer the night and said, "You're going to live. You're going to live." And that very night, the Lord breathed into his lungs and he got his. And during the process of the night, he woke up and his lungs were clear, where he could breathe again. He said it was the worst thing he ever had. It felt like a 100-pound man or a 200-pound man on his chest couldn't breathe. But the next day, he just was able to breathe. And his witness to the doctor was, the doctor said, "Well, wanted to know if he was a praying man." He says, "Well, yeah, I pray all the time." The doctor says, "Well, I found that people that pray have a positive energy, causes the body to heal." He says, "Well, you can believe what you want, but I know God came in and breathed in my lungs and healed me." So I praise the Lord for giving this testimony to the world, and this was shared on Fox. I also ask the Lord that you show your mercy to other Christians that may not be aware of your total salvation promise, but they're still to love you and pray to you and lean to you, Father, that you too show mercy and grace and breathe in their lungs if they get this coronavirus and bring them back to life so they have a witness to tell the world. I thank you, Lord, for saving Clay's life and giving him back to his wife and making their life secure. And he says he's on fire for the Lord and he's got a great witness, and I believe he does. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. We thank you for testimonies like that all over the world. Lord, those people who cry out to you. Thank you, Father. Go ahead there, golden girls.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in President Trump. We thank you, Father, that he hears from you, that the steps that he makes are because he's righteous, that they're ordered of you, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you just deliver all the people and help all the people that are working with him and protect them and cover them and keep them from any harm each and every day that they go out and bring forth the truth. And Lord, when he brings forth that truth with all the people, that their eyes would be open, people's eyes, ears would be open, that they would be drawn to you, wanting to follow you and just bring, like some have said, bring a mighty revival. But I pray also, Father God, that this would touch many leaders in other countries, that the fear of God would be on even the leaders, that they would want to let your people be free to follow after you, Lord, and you would bring many more in, that there would be a mighty revival all over this world, Father, for your kingdom, for your power, and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Amen. All right, yeah, Leah.
My power went out, and I was knocked off the website here, but I got back on. But anyway, I was going to tell you about that Dr. Fauci, who stands with Trump at the podium. You know, we talked about it this morning. I don't know if everybody's heard about it, but in 2016, he wrote he sent an email to Cheryl Mills, who was Hillary Clinton's press secretary. Anyway, and he was praising Hillary for a speech that she made, and he was telling her, "Oh, I love you, I love everything you do," and so on and so forth. Now, this is the guy, that the doctor that's standing with Trump at the podium every day. But I found out today that he made a speech in early 2017 where he predicted that Trump would face a virus epidemic, a pandemic. So he's part of the deep state and part of the whole cabal that's going against Trump. So, Lord, I lift that guy up to you, Lord God. And if this is true, I pray you take him out and or take him down, either one, and that you give Trump the wisdom to know how to work and to do what he's meant to do with, under your guidance, Lord God, and I praise you for it. And I thank you that he's working for us, and definitely that he's working for you as well. And minister to him, Lord, the truth, and save his immortal soul. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Anyone else? I know in the past that Trump has brought deep staters in just so he could watch them and get information from them. That's generally the way he does it. Yeah, Julie.
Praise you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for all of us coming together in agreement, Lord. And your word promises if we ask you anything in your name, you'll do it. And Lord, while they're gathering up and binding up and locking up all of these criminals, Lord, we ask in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that you bring an end to all of this chemical spraying in the air. Lord, you bring an end to all of this poisoning of the people and animals and life in general. And Lord, that you bring an end to all of this food modification stuff that they're doing to in the food industry, Lord, that's not true, it's not right, and it brings harm to a lot of people. And Lord, you see everything, you know how to do it, and we just lift it up to you, Lord. We ask you to do a quick work in this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Yes, Lord, stop the chemtrails. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Angelica.
Thank you. Let me know if my internet, my power went out really quick and I lost. I didn't know if y'all could hear me for my first prayer or not, but.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you, Father God. Lord, I know that that the deep state already has their sleeper cells, Father God, and their people ready to start a civil war, Father God. And Lord, I know that you are going to use them and allow them, Father God, to a certain extent to bring your people to their knees. And but Father, in Jesus' name, we just loose the angels to go forward and bind the weapons against your elect, Father God, from that come from these people, against the innocent, Father God. And I just ask, Father God, that they wouldn't go beyond what you would allow them to go beyond, Father God, as far as the destruction that they're going to bring, Father. I pray that you would save many, Father God, even those right now, Father God, prepared to, that are anarchists, Father, that are lawless men, Father God, that you would give them dreams and visions and bring them to yourself, Father God, the Muslims and all the people, Father God, that the immigrants, Father God, that have been bribed and used, Father God, because of their ignorance, Father God, and their desire to want to be here and all those things, Father God, that you would have mercy upon them, Father. And that those that would repent, Father God, you would hinder them from partaking of these things, Father God. And we just thank you for doing that, Father. And we just thank you again, Lord, that all your people will be at the right place at the right time, that that they will not be in these places. And if you do want them to be there, Father God, that they would escape death, Father God, by your mercy and grace, that you would just cause them a way of escape from the evil one, Father, and from harm, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Marilyn.
Loving Father, we trust in you. Thank you, Lord. We're just thankful that you see everything, you hear everything, you know everything, and nothing is hidden from you. And Lord, you see all the hidden agendas here, and that I'm in agreement that they will be exposed. Father, we are thankful that we know you as our provider. You are our savior in all things, and you are our provider, and you are our healer. But Father, a lot of your elect, a lot of your children have never really heard the fullness of the gospel. And Lord, there's a lot of people in a lot of anxiety and fear and worry about how they're going to pay their bills, about what are they going to do if they get sick. And Lord, I do pray that you will pour out a spirit of repentance on your people. And the day that they seek you, the day we seek you with our whole heart, we shall find you. And Lord, praying also the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that as people are shut in during these days, that they will truly learn to shelter in place with the Most High. Draw them to you, Father, by a powerful move of your Spirit, and let them repent and believe. And Father, we don't trust in the government to be our provider, but I do pray, Lord, for what's going on in the House of Representatives. Lord, there's a lot of people that could and would be really benefited by things from this legislation that they're looking at. And Lord, that we know that there are hidden agendas to try to tack on a bunch of just stuff that is not profitable for your people. And it's a lot of deception, and it has to do with funding abortions and things that they're doing with the environment and to put your people in more bondage. And Lord, I cast down all their evil schemes in Jesus' name. I just bind up those spirits of deception and manipulation. And Lord, I pray and just send forth the angels to do what they need to do, that the opposition for this bill, okay, is going to go away, that there's just going to be a lot of infighting amongst the Democrats to where they start coming against each other and start going to the right and going to the right side and making the right decisions. And Father, you are, if the hearts of the kings are in your hands, certainly the hearts of these lawmakers are as well. Lord, I pray for wisdom for those that are trying to do the right thing and do want to help people, and that you will give them wisdom about how to deal with all of these attacks. And Lord, I pray also that you would bring pressure upon these lawmakers that are going to try to hold this up and hold it hostage for all their pork barrel plans and all their plans of deceit and all their just pet agendas. Lord, that you will bring such pressure upon them that they will quickly repent and quit fighting against this. And Lord, I thank you for sending relief to your people. And for a lot of people, this is probably an answer to their prayers, because maybe they're crying out to you because they don't have any place else to turn. And so, Lord, we are thankful for that. And Lord, I pray for protection for your people. The ones that don't have the faith to believe in the 91st Psalm or have never heard of that, Lord, I pray for the elect. I pray that you will preserve them unto the day of salvation. And even the ones, Father, that right now their lives are on the brink of eternity, and it's either eternal life or eternal hell, I pray for the elect, Father, that whatever it takes, if they need to repent, whatever, to get them into heaven, Lord, draw them to you and draw them quickly. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Ditto. Thank you, Father. All right. Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
I'd like to add on to that, actually. I had that in mind, you know, kind of what she prayed there. But, Father, I just lift up your people, you know, that know better. You know, they know the truth. And, you know, unfortunately, there are those that don't, Lord, that are stuck in, you know, the apostasy, that are bound up in the lies, and they don't really know any better. So I thank you for the work you're going to do there. But I pray specifically for those who do know the truth, Lord, who've heard the truth of faith, you know, what it means to walk in it, what it means to live by it, you know. So I just, you know, and those who choose not to, you know, for whatever reason it is, God, that they are hesitant or, you know, they just don't walk in faith. You know, they don't believe that you can, you know, protect them and even heal from the coronavirus or, you know, any plague, doesn't matter. You know, I pray that you would give them grace, Lord. You'd grant them repentance, but you'd give them the grace and the want to deal with these things. You know, be it double-mindedness, be it unbelief, be it doubt, fear, it doesn't matter what it is. Lord, would you cause them to deal with these things that keep them from believing, keep them from resting in that truth that, you know, we don't have to do what the CDC says. We don't have to do what the government says, that, you know, the rest of the lost world out there is doing. So, but, you know, all we do is trust in you. We believe it's already been done, you know, and that's it, Lord, you know, and there are other things, but most of all, just the faith, Lord, help them to understand and to grasp and to take serious the faith aspect of it, that believe that you can protect us, and you will, and you are, and you will not let the virus come near us. Thank you, Lord, for doing that work there. Thank you for just, you know, granting them repentance and giving them the desire to get right at these areas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Angelica, did you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to pray about something that came to my mind. Father, in Jesus' name, I just I lift up to you, Father God, these people, Lord God, that are, whether they're deep staters or not, Father, that are just continually causing division, Father God. I know that this is probably something so wicked to you in your eyes, Father, and it's a stench in your nostrils, Father God, how people are just spewing division and faction out of their mouths, Father God, in the guise of self-righteousness and righteousness, Lord. And Lord, you know all their voices, Father God, in the media, Father God, and the government, Lord, and Hollywood, Lord, and in the churches, Father God, those that are just dividing people, Father God. And I know, Father God, that grieves you, Lord. So I'm just asking you, Father God, that you would grant some of them repentance, Father, if they would repent, Lord God. And I just pray, Father, that regardless of that, Lord, that you would remove them from those positions of authority and power and of esteem in the eyes of the people, Father, and that you would just take those voices down, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. The only thing, Father, that you approve of that causes division is your sword, Lord, was your word. You said that you came to bring a sword, Lord, and these other people, they're just to breed hatred and the faction, Father, and I just pray that you would bring that down, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let it be so, Lord. Go ahead, Julie.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We just come together, Lord, as a body of Christ on behalf of our brothers and sisters who have been caught up in the factious work and deception. And Lord, you know who they are. You know who your elect are there, Lord. And I know we've all been praying for them for a long time, God. And I'm just coming against these spirits of deception and lies and accusations, unforgiveness and bitterness, resentment, self-righteousness and pride, and everything that's hindered them from being part of your body, Lord. And we're asking you, Lord, to do a mighty work in their hearts of repentance. You show them where they're wrong, show them their error, show them their sin, allow them repentance, Father. And Lord, we pray and thank you, Lord, for doing this. You know what you're doing in each and every one of them, God. And we know that you're going to bring them back a better person in Christ, a more humble servant, and very appreciative and grateful for life again, Lord. And we trust them to your hand, and we know you're working. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name for doing more than we can ever ask or think for each and every one of them, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, Stephen, go ahead, brother.
Well, Father, we pray that the wicked in the state and the government that have a desire and a plan out of arrogance to crush your elect, that their end would be that as of Haman and Pharaoh. That if they're not your elect, that they would, in their pride, would right up to the point where they get to the rut row, that they will just destroy themselves in their own foolishness. Father, for your elect that are in that crowd, that you would draw them to you, that they would repent and blow the whistle and speak the truth and to expose those that are coming against your elect. And Father, that I know you don't waste anything, so everything that is used by vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor is used for your purpose, and your will is accomplished. And so, Father, we thank you that we're entering that period of time of the bringing down of the wicked, a time of relative peace for your elect. And Father, we pray that you would bring forth soon your man-child to lead us in the wilderness. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, go ahead, Alana.
I actually want to say a prayer as well. My heart really goes out to my fellow Christians, whether they are true spiritual Christians or those that only carry the name. These people are suffering. I have been so blessed to find joy in this challenging time and a closeness to God that I have not experienced in a long time. And so I want to say a prayer for the people that are on my heart for this, and I want to use Galatians 5 and 22 and pray that God bring forth the fruits of the Spirit in these people, because we can't go on without love and joy and peace and long suffering, because it's very short right now in many of these people. Kindness has been forgotten, goodness is not spoken of, faithfulness doesn't seem to exist, gentleness as well seems to be lacking, and self-control seems to be completely gone out the window. And so, Father God, I pray that you touch these people, that you remind them that this is not a punishment, that this is for the apostate church, and that we still have grace, we have mercy, and we have time, Lord. And if you could use each one of us to remind those around us that the fruit of the Spirit is what truly brings us together and gives glory to God, and that we will find contentness and we will find the peace and joy promised to us, and we will be able to bear this fruit, Lord, and be a light to this world. Lord, you know how heavy my heart is for those that are suffering and refuse to show it. They are sarcastic, they are cold, they pretend to be not afraid, but yet their repeating comments are, I don't know, I don't know, I don't believe. Lord, my heart breaks for these people. They are my loved ones, and they are ones that I just know by name as acquaintances, Lord. But I ask that you give us each wisdom in dealing with this and bringing your light into each of their hearts and homes. Amen.
Praise God. Yes. Amen. Okay. I want to pray for Tracy. Father, I thank you for my sister. She's a child of yours. She doesn't have to accept the pain. And in the name of Jesus right now, I'll take authority over it. I'll break the power of pain in her teeth right now and command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that your healing power is flowing through her jaws right now. And I thank you, Lord, for healing Tracy, our sister. And we thank you for it, Father, because we already believe it's done. In Jesus' name. Do everybody believe that? Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Father. It's done. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Megan, go ahead.
I just agree with the prayer.
Okay. All right, thank you. Amen. It's done. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anyone else? I want y'all to recite after me. Jeff, go ahead.
I text my dad's been pretty sickly lately. And I texted him a few days ago to see if he was all right, you know, to see what was going on. Yesterday, he didn't ever respond. And like yesterday afternoon, well, Ty was spent the day with us yesterday. And like after she left, it really went on my heart to pray for him. Like he was not doing good. So I prayed, you know, for healing and, you know, just to be okay, you know, just be able to talk to him. And then, you know, it was like, okay, Lord, you know, please heal, you know, my daddy's going through some things with cancer and stuff like that. And then I went to dialysis to go pick Sandy up today. And I called him and he answers. And he said he was really sick last night. And he said he got some sleep and he woke up. And he's doing a lot better today. And my little brother done the same thing. And I was like, woo, thank you, Lord, you know. And my little brother lives in Boston. And just like, wow, you know. You just, you know, the Lord puts it on your heart to pray for somebody. You just do it. You don't say no, you know. So I just thank you, Lord, for healing my dad and completely healing, taking that cancer away from him. And, yeah, thank you, Lord, so much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your healing power upon Jeff, Dad, and brother.
That's it.
Okay, but anybody else? Okay, I got something. I've done this before, but I feel led to do this again. You can just keep yourself muted, but just repeat after me as I pray this prayer, okay? It's one that you'll like. Okay, now I'm going to start. I'm going to pause between each statement and then to give you time to recite it to yourself. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm born again, kept by the power of God. I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm born again by the word of God. I'm complete in Jesus. My sins are nailed to the cross. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, seated in the heavenly places. Right now, at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise be to God forevermore. because I'm a more than a conqueror. I'll take dominion. I'll rule and reign in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is my heavenly Father, and Jesus is my Lord. I'm a product of his love. I have love. I have joy. I have peace. I have long suffering. I have goodness. I have gentleness. I have meekness. I have temperance. And I have faith. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And right now, I'm strengthened in all the power and might of the Lord. Glory be to God. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm given authority over all the works of darkness with the word and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I now receive the word and the blood. And I remove in Jesus' name all the works of heaviness and oppression from me and this fellowship. I remove every work of doubt and unbelief in Jesus' name. I remove all works of tradition, legalism, and every work of oppression against this body in Jesus' name. Because I rule and reign in Jesus Christ. Now I remove all word curses, all works of darkness, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My weapons are mighty in God to the tearing down of strongholds, casting down all imaginations and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I now bring every thought captive to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation. As Jesus Christ is in the world, so am I. Now from the throne of grace, I receive grace. I receive love. I receive joy. I receive blessings. I receive healings. And I receive deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I now speak peace in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. All right. Man, I feel the lightness now. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anybody else? Woohoo. That's right, Julie. Woohoo. Praise be to God. I don't know about y'all. Sometimes I just want to get up and dance. Do y'all? Y'all ever wanted to do that on this fellowship? I wanted to do it, but you know how that old fear man jumps in there. Say, boy, you do that, they're going to think you some kind of crazy. Well, they already think that. I might as well just go ahead and do it. Well, yeah. I'm crazy for Jesus. Praise God forevermore.
Hey, I'll dance.
You do it, Malcolm. All right.
I'm doing it.
Okay, all right, Malcolm's doing it for me.
There's a joy in having toddlers. They never think you're crazy.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you,
Not
Lord.
Not yet.
Okay. Amen. Well, hey, Will, how's it going, brother? Hey, my old buddy. Okay. Go ahead, Will.
Sorry, it takes some time to unplug a few things before I can speak. It's going very well. Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. We got your cell phone here.
Yeah, we saw. We're also very excited to have her on. Yeah. So you guys must behave yourselves so she comes back again.
Well, she's welcome anytime, just like you are. Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Father. Well, it's good to see you again, brother. All right. Anybody else got anything they'd like to share? Missy, you're turning flips over there. Okay. Yeah, Marilyn, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, about 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, you recited that prayer and you emailed it out to everybody. And I had Barry print it off for me, and I have it there by my nightstand. And I've started praying that prayer every day. And I embellish it with scriptures that the Lord, you know, brings to my mind. And I really take some time to meditate on every portion of that. And it's such an incredible, just faith building, encouraging confession, the first half of that prayer. But then the second half of the prayer is for the body. And the Lord has really been putting that on my heart. I've been praying it for the outreach, for the UBM ministry, for the man-child, the bride, for the body of Christ. And I can't tell you just how blessed I feel when I spend time doing that every day now. It is, I just feel the presence and the power of God. Just using that little prayer as kind of like an outline and a guide, and just encourage, you know, I'm sure Michael would send it out again for anybody that's interested, but it's been kind of a game changer for me the last couple of months. And that's it.
Yeah, there's already some of them that wants it. Greg wants a copy and see. Let's see. Who else? Sophie wants a copy. Sophia, you want a copy? You'll have to send me your. I got your email. Yeah, I got your email. Okay, Megan, you want one? Okay. Boy, I hope I can find that thing. Y'all pray for me. Okay, I'll send it out to everybody again. Okay. Yeah. Leon wants one? Okay. I can give you one in the morning. Are you coming over in the morning? No. Okay. All right. I'll just send it out to everyone. Stephen, you too, bud. I'll make sure y'all's name's on there. Okay, I got a treat for y'all. I'm going to sing a solo. What are you laughing about, Joe? Joe just broke out in laughter. Did y'all see that? My goodness. I tell you what, I can't get a bit of respect.
Yeah, well, you sing and he can dance.
You may not want to. You may want to just hide out somewhere. I'm just kidding about that. I'm not going to sing. I wouldn't dare do that. I did have some people. This is the last Thursday night of the conference call, and I thought we'd do some praise and worship. I've already got a couple of songs lined up that people have asked me about if I couldn't play them. So is that all right with everybody? Okay. Let me see here if I can get this going here. Psalm 91 song. Yeah, that's a good one. Who's that? Let's see. Let me see who it's by. Esther Mew. Yeah, we played that before. I guess that's the way you pronounce her name. It's the way I pronounce it. after meal. Okay. Give me a minute here.
really wish you were here. You know how much money we're losing from the patients you're not treating?
And 3 days from now, I'll be cooling my...
Thank you. Everything in life is a negotiation. When you cross the street is a negotiation. Getting your coffee at Starbucks is a negotiation. You're probably in 3 to 7
of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. He who dwells in the sea place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall
tread upon the lion.
the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. My God, in Him I will trust. My God.
I like to warm up in the shower in the morning. I do my little trills. I do my scale.
Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall.
I remember cooking my first brisket like it was.
You're muted.
Yeah, I know. I hate it when it does that. That's a new one. I got another treat for you. Missy wants to sing a song. Is Missy in here? Yeah, there you are, Missy. It better be good, girl. You got your banjo? Okay. Go for it.
Okay. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. His word, His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever my. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mom. Go ahead, Malcolm.
I'll just play the same thing, except just straight Amazing Grace.
Okay. Amen. That was good, brother. Why didn't you sing?
You know, I've never really, I guess I've tried doing that once on here, but that's a long time in my life I've tried to. It's hard. Okay. When I play, I have to concentrate a lot, and so trying to do something else is really, I've seen musicians do that, but I don't know. When I play, it's a lot of concentration, so.
Okay. All righty, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It was very nice, Malcolm. Thank you.
Let me see if I can get Barbara's here. Give me a minute here, y'all. I don't think so. Okay, I got it now.
What has washed away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what has made me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flood.
turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
I just love that family. They got another boy. Praise the Lord. We're getting more, boys. We're getting more. Thank you, Jesus. With Lana and Theo and the sounds of rain, we'll get us our ball club yet. Hey, Leon, I wanted to ask you, what was that song that you wanted me to play the other night that I didn't get to?
I can't think of it right now.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see what else I got here. Hey, I want to ask Lon and Phil, that get ad block, is that for iMac? Is that for Mac?
Okay. It's for all of them.
Is it okay? I mean, it's okay to put on the computer?
Yeah, okay. I use it all the time. All my computers have it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put that on there then. Derek wants to know what's so funny. I don't know.
This is church serious, isn't it?
What's that?
So this is church. It's serious, isn't it?
Supposed to be, ain't it? Yeah, that's the way I was growing up. Don't laugh in church, man. Devil will take you out of there.
Michael, can I share a song?
Yes, you can. You go right ahead, girl.
All
I'm going to sing God on the Mountain by Bill and Gloria Gaither. It's one of my favorites. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things wrong, he'll make it right. For the God of the mountains is the God in the mountains. The God of the day is the God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life is at its best. Now it's down in the valleys of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is ready to test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the mountains is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Thank you, Lord. That's good. Isn't that an old Russ Taff song?
It's possibly. I just know it from the Gaither Vocal Band.
Yeah. I like the Gaithers. Yeah, I saw them one time. And I had a great, me and the girls went up there, had a good time. Gosh, that's been a long time ago. They came to Little Rock. They were blessed. Okay, I got a song I'd like to share. I don't know much about it, but I like it. Okay. What happened here?
Hi, I'm quiet.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. And grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first realized.
that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but
you're muted, Michael.
I knew that. I was not the song I was going to play, but that one will do. I wanted the Hallelujah, but they did a great job with that one too. Does anybody got anything we need to pray about before we close out tonight? Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Sorry for the background noise there. I got a fan going. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I recently just this week, you know, went back over to my original building. So I am working through the lockdown. You know, I'm one of the essential employees here in America. So for however long, I have no idea, but I'm not really worried about it, you know. So I know God has been protected, but I just would like a little prayer for wisdom and strength, you know, for the days ahead. What do you got for me, Lord? Because I don't know how long I'll be working, but I figure, hey, you know, I'd like prayer for that.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, we lift up Joe to you. We thank you, Lord, that you've provided him a way to work during all of this shutdown. And Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we know that he doesn't have to worry about it, like I said. Yep. And we thank you for putting him in the rest about it, Lord.
Amen.
And we just praise you for your protection upon Joe during this time, that he doesn't have to worry about the coronavirus, doesn't have any effect on him. And Lord, we thank you for that. He's covered by the Psalm 91 covering Passover. And Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to give him supernatural strength and wisdom to get through these days ahead in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord,
amen,
for doing that for Joe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen.
All right, brother, you're covered.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Go ahead, George.
I want to lift up a brother-in-law passed away with this supposedly some complications from this corona stuff of a chef that used to work for me. He asked for prayer for his family. So I just want to reach out and Father, I thank you for Tom's family, and I ask you to just hover over them and touch them in a way that they know that you're close to them and that you're the God of all comfort. Father, I thank you for letting me be aware of their needs so that we could lift them up to you. And Father, we know that you care about them so much more than we do, and that your thoughts are towards them and that your face is shining on them tonight. Father, I thank you for peace in that family and for something good to come from this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Do you have something, Leanne? Did you have something? Okay. Well, I saw you was unmuted. I just went ahead and muted you. I figured you had something you was going to say. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Sophia.
If we can maybe pray for South Africa, and the lockdown started yesterday night, if we can maybe just lift the country up, that they will be obedient in this time, and that you guys call it the yeah, the chosen ones will be just drawn closer, and no fear will be allowed in any house with the little ones, that their ears will be covered, that they don't hear the fear, that I've got two little ones, so we talk about it. So yeah, just to protect their ears and their hearts and their eyes, and I always say their nose and everything, yes.
Okay. Lord, we just agree with her that it's done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We lift up all of the people in South Africa, Lord. We thank you that the regime change is coming. And Father, we just praise you for relief for all of your people, your chosen in that country. Lord, I ask and I pray that you place it in their hearts to drop down on their knees and repent of the apostate religion they've been in and start praying, Lord, and start reading the Word of God. And I know you're doing it. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in South Africa, that you would place it in their hearts to start praying for their country. And Lord, we'd see a big change there. We'd see revival start in amongst them and then throughout the country. And Lord, we just praise you for all that you're going to do in that country. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection upon all your chosen against this coronavirus, against any kind of enemy that they have. And we thank you for your warrior angels stationed around them, all of your chosen there in South Africa. And we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in them. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Now, I know that's not what you prayed, I don't think, Sophia, but that's what was on my heart to pray for y'all up there. Now, I don't know what you was talking about the kids, so you'll have to explain that to somebody that can understand a little bit better. Anybody else hear what she... Go ahead.
Did you ask what I mean about the kids?
Yes. You said something of praying about the kids?
Yeah, I've got two little ones. And it's Alden. He is 6. He's almost 7. His birthday will be during the lockdown. And then Lynn is 4. So we talk about it. It's on our mind, the things that's going in the world. So just to protect the ears, that this thing won't get fear close to them. That was what I was talking about.
Okay. All right. Lord, we just thank you to provide with Sophia and the two little ones. And we just praise you for it, Father. And we do. We call your protection upon them as well during this lockdown. I know there's areas in South Africa that are a little bit dangerous. But, Lord, I know that you can protect all of your chosen there. And especially we ask for Sophia and the two little ones, the 4 and the 7-year-old. In Jesus' name. Are these boys or girls?
He's a boy and a girl. Let me see if I can get a quick picture. I'm not sure how to do it. Let's see if I can get it right.
Okay.
I wonder how do you do it? I've got the picture now. If you can maybe explain to me how to get the picture.
Down at the bottom, it says share. You see that? Right in the center.
Yeah.
Hit that share box.
Yeah, and then I say zoom.
No, just hit the share button.
Yeah.
And then another page will come up. And you hit the options button over there. I forget what this is. It's the one to the far right, the check mark. And then you hit share.
Share screen.
Okay. I've got it. I'm learning.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Ah, there them boys are. Oh, a boy and a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very blessed. Yeah.
Yes, you are. Now, what's the name?
Alden is on the left and Lynn is on the right.
Okay. Obi and what? Lennon? Okay. Lord, we just ask you to bless those kids in Jesus' name. It's real early for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're not up yet, Lord, are they?
Lord, we want to pray that any spirit of fear doesn't come upon these children. You protect them.
Amen.
Protect their minds from any kind of fear that might be coming upon them. If they're not sure about what's going on, just give them a happy heart and a healthy mind.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Greg, I couldn't get to that that little deal you had there, but I like that guy. I'm going to look at it after I get off. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I don't think everyone's been good enough, good enough to hear it anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe that'll be helpful better next time.
Okay, we can do that. I'll send everybody this prayer out after I get off and get uploaded on the website, and then I'll get it up. No, I think this is the one I sent out, Joe. I believe that's the one I sent out, yeah. I believe it is. All right. Well, Lord, we just thank you for another great night, and we just ask, Father, that you receive these praises that we've sent to you, Lord, because we all of us entered into that praise with these people that sang them, Lord, or at least I did. I know they did too. And Lord, just accept it. And thank you, Lord, because that's our heart for you. We love you. And Lord, we ask for your protection upon your people here and give everybody a good night's sleep. Psalm 127, 2, sleep, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Lord bless you, brothers and sisters.